National news headlines on this Friday, May 3rd of 2024. Good afternoon. I'm Chris Fee. Former longtime Donald Trump advisor Hope Hicks has taken the witness stand in his New York hush money criminal trial. Prosecutors are expected to question Hicks on Friday about her knowledge of hush money payments made during the 2016 presidential campaign. Hicks is the first close Trump advisor to testify in the case, which accuses the Republican former president of a scheme to illegally influence the 2016 election by silencing women who claim to have sexual encounters with him. Hicks served as White House communications director in Trump's administration. Trump has denied any wrongdoing. Police have cleared pro-Palestinian protesters out of a tent encampment at New York University. The move Friday follows weeks of demonstrations and police confrontations at college campuses nationwide that have resulted in more than 2,300 arrests. About a dozen protesters who refused police orders to leave were arrested early Friday. That's according to an NYU spokesperson. New York Police Department officers also cleared an encampment at the new school in Greenwich Village. At least two buildings were closed and students were unable to get in for classes. Meanwhile, nine protesters, including seven students, were arrested at the University of Tennessee on Thursday night. The nation's employers pulled back on their hiring in April, but still added a decent 175,000 jobs, in a sign that persistently high interest rates may be starting to slow the robust U.S. job market. Last month's hiring gain was down sharply from the blockbuster increase of 315,000 in March. Yet the moderation in the pace of hiring, along with a slowdown last month in wage growth, will likely be welcomed by the Federal Reserve, which has kept interest rates at a two-decade high to fight persistently elevated inflation. Hourly wages rose a less-than-expected 0.2% from March and 3.9% from a year earlier, the smallest annual gain since June of 2021. And an experimental F-16 fighter jet has taken Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall on a historic making flight controlled by artificial intelligence and not a human pilot. Kendall said he came out of Thursday's flight in California, witnessed by the Associated Press, confident enough in AI's capabilities that would trust it to fire weapons. The flight is serving as a public statement of confidence in the future of AI and air combat. The military is planning to use the technology to operate an unmanned fleet of 1,000 aircraft. Arms control experts and humanitarian groups are concerned that AI might one day be able to take lives autonomously and are seeking greater restrictions on its use. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7400 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution, whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation. Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
Hey, the sun is shining. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have 52 degrees, a southwest wind of 22 miles an hour, humidity is at 67%, barometric pressure at 29.81 inches, that's rising, and a wind chill of 46. Again, we have sunny skies, 52 degrees, a wind chill of 46 right now in downtown Crookston. As we take a look at the forecast for this afternoon, it'll be partly sunny, a high near 60, 55 to 60 degrees. Southwest wind of 15 to 20, gusting up to 30. Then tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 38. Southwest winds of 5 to 15, gusting up to 20. We'll take a look at the forecast for the weekend and also the forecast for next week. That'll be coming up a little later here in the noontime news. Again, right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies and 52 degrees. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the rest of the news, including the state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Prue Refrigeration and Heating and Riverview Health.
Prue Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is looking for a full-time office manager. Accounting experience with QuickBooks is preferred, but they will train. This position is 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and offers full benefits. You can apply for the office manager position by dropping off your resume at Prue Refrigeration and Heating, located at 524 Marin Avenue in Crookston, or email your resume to prue@midconetwork.com.
Mental health conditions such as depression or anxiety are real, common, and treatable, but not all of us think about our mental health enough. It's time to change that. May is Mental Health Month. Riverview Health is pleased to provide Senior Life Solutions outpatient services designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression, anxiety, or mental health challenges often associated with aging. For more information about Senior Life Solutions at Riverview Health, call 218-281-9559. Riverview Health. Now taking a look at the state news. Well, first we go to the state capitol. And after a marathon debate, the Democrat-controlled Minnesota House late last night, over Republicans' vigorous objections, passed a gun safe storage bill. It would make it illegal to store firearms unless they're unloaded and trigger-locked, or in a locked storage unit or gun room. Probably the longest and most heated debate came when the Republicans proposed that victims of stalking and those seeking restraining orders be exempt from gun storage requirements. And Andover Republican Peggy Scott says,
"These are very safe medicines, and when we look at the studies about how well they work, this probably
she says. Many women practice over and over, how can I get my firearm the quickest, playing out scenarios in our minds of somebody breaking in on us. It's an uncomfortable feeling, and it's not fun that we even have to go there, but it's a reality." Shoreview Democrat Kelly Moeller responds that proposed law does not prevent women from being prepared to defend themselves, by saying the example given of a gun on a nightstand while you're sleeping, that is okay. But Moeller says Republicans' proposal would have allowed someone to leave multiple loaded guns around the house, risking access by a child. Republicans also proposed relaxing gun storage requirements for those who fear imminent danger from a family member, but the amendment was voted down. And in other state news headlines, investigators in Chisago County say one of the drivers fell asleep at the wheel before a deadly crash last Friday near the city of Wyoming. A police report says the driver of an SUV crossed the center line and collided head-on with the van. The SUV driver admitted that he fell asleep, which caused the vehicle to go straight at a curve on the road. His passenger, 62-year-old Deborah Pojanowski of Lindstrom, died at the hospital. A passenger in the van, 76-year-old Jerry Melly of Chisago City, was killed in the crash. St. Cloud State University President Robin Wacker is stepping down earlier than expected. Minnesota State Chancellor Scott Olson told faculty and staff in a letter that President Wacker's last day will be this Sunday, May 5th. Olson says Wacker shared her concerns that decisions about long-term operational changes should be made by leaders who will be there to manage the transition. Wacker was scheduled to leave her position on June 30th, but will be replaced by Acting President Larry Lee next week. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture is using the warm weather as a good time to remind Minnesotans to use pesticides and fertilizers properly with care. Agricultural Chemical Supervisor Christine Wicks advises homeowners to apply products early in the morning or later in the evening when wind and adverse weather conditions are less likely. Wicks says if you hire a professional lawn care provider, do your homework and make sure they're licensed by the MDA to commercially apply pesticides and fertilizers, including weed and feed products. And the University of Minnesota is researching how the loneliness epidemic recently declared by the U.S. Surgeon General is a threat to public health. Associate Professor Carrie Henning-Smith says despite being common, prolonged loneliness is linked to several negative health outlooks, including heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, dementia, diabetes, depression, anxiety, and more. Henning Smith says social connectedness is foundational to our health and that our friendships, families, and other interactions greatly impact us. Another way, throw away the phone, and you'll be much happier. I think we all agree that you don't need a study to do that. But unfortunately, you just can't do it. But stay off the phone as much as possible. Talk to people in person, not via text, and you'll be happier. That is a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the sports. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Pru Refrigeration and Heating and Riverview Health.
Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is looking for a full-time office manager. Accounting experience with QuickBooks is preferred, but they will train. This position is 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and offers full benefits. You can apply for the office manager position by dropping off your resume at Pru Refrigeration and Heating, located at 524 Marin Avenue in Crookston, or email your resume to pru@midconetwork.com.
Mental health conditions such as depression or anxiety are real, common, and treatable, but not all of us think about our mental health enough. It's time to change that. May is Mental Health Month. Riverview Health is pleased to provide Senior Life Solutions, outpatient services designed to meet the unique needs of older adults experiencing depression, anxiety, or mental health challenges often associated with aging. For more information about Senior Life Solutions at Riverview Health, call 218-281-9559. Riverview Health.
Now taking a look at the sports scene on the schedule from yesterday, everything was either postponed or canceled. The Pirate softball team was supposed to play Roseau in a doubleheader. That was postponed to today. Pirate baseball, they were supposed to host Kitson County Central. That has been postponed as well. And junior high track at East Grand Forks, that was canceled. Now on to the sports schedule for today. I will tell you, Pirate softball, They are going to take on Roseau today. It was going to be at New Folden. Now they have moved it to Greenbush at 4 p.m. So Pirate softball will take on Roseau at Greenbush at 4. Pirate baseball, they are scheduled to take on Lake Park Audubon. They're going to be making a decision here shortly. And we'll double check the email here. Oh, just got one from the AD at Lake Park Audubon. And again, they were going to play at Audubon, and they will play now in Lake Park. So they said they're going to be playing in Lake Park. They're able to get the field going. So the Pirates will play at 4:30. We'll have that game right here on KROX with the pregame show at 4 o'clock. Again, Crookston Pirate Baseball will play at Lake Park against Lake Park Audubon at 4:30. And junior high, they're scheduled to host Thief River Falls for a 4:30 doubleheader at Simon Field. Major League Baseball, the Twins will host Boston. We'll have that tonight, probably 6:30 the pregame, 7:10 the first pitch, or we'll join the pregame. Actually, we'll probably join just right at 7 o'clock there, no matter what. And then boys golf. Crookston's at the Park Rapids meet at the Headwaters Golf Course. That started at 9. Pirate Girls Golf at the Thief River Falls meet at the Thief River Falls Golf Course at 10 a.m. That started. Pirate Boys and Girls Track, they're at the East Grand Forks True North Conference meet at 1 p.m. And college baseball, UMC takes on Northern State in a doubleheader starting at 1:30 in Aberdeen, South Dakota today. JV Boys Tennis, Crookston will host East Grand Forks at 4:30. On Saturday, we'll have Coach's Corner live from the Irishman Shanty starting at 9 a.m. Major League Baseball, the Twins host Boston, game two of the three-game series. Pre-game at 12:30, first pitch at 1:10. And the NBA, it's game one of the best of seven Western Conference semifinals. The Timberwolves take on Denver, 5:30 the pregame, 6 o'clock will be the opening tip. We'll have both of those, the Twins and the Timberwolves games, on KROX tomorrow. High school softball, Crookston will be at the Badger Greenbush Middle River Tournament. At 10:30, they'll take on BGMR. At 12:30, they take on Warroad. And at 2:30, they'll play Bagley. JV softball, Crookston will be at the Red Lake Falls Tournament at 10 a.m. And college baseball, UMC wraps up the regular season as they take on Northern State at 1:30 in Aberdeen tomorrow. High school baseball, junior high, they're going to be hosting a tournament. Crookston will have two teams competing along with Red Lake County, West Marshall, Bagley, and East Grand Forks. The games will be played at 10, noon, and 2. They'll play at Simon and Carn Field. And on Sunday, we'll have more Twins baseball. They take on Boston, Game 3 of the series. Noon, the pregame, 1:10 will be the first pitch right here on KROX. And that is about it on the sports scene. All the stories, stats, scores, pictures, and more available on our website, KROXAM.com, and click on sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at our local news and the weather. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
My name is Curtis Elson. I'm the Polk and Red Lake County Veteran Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Red Lake County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Red Lake County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
For your cookout, stop by Hugo's Family Marketplace. Buy Hugo's Premier Choice 1/3 pound 85% lean burger patties. They're 3 for $6. The 12 count of Hugo's Baked Fresh Party Buns, 2 for $6. And the 6 packs of 16.9 ounce bottles of select Pepsi products, 3 for $11. When you buy 3, limit one offer. Find all this week's savings and shop online for your groceries at shop.gohugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
As we take a look at the local news, the Polk County Assessor's Office has sent out the real estate tax payment notices to all residents of Polk County. The first half payments for property taxes are due Wednesday, May 15th for all residential properties and property classified as agricultural. Polk County Assessor Mark Landsberg explains.
All residential and agricultural, the first half is on May 15th. The only exception on that for the first half is for manufactured homes.
And manufactured homes and property owners will receive the first half property tax statements in July. The due date for the first half payments will be Saturday, August 31st. Polk County residents received their home valuations in the last week of March, and townships have held their local board and equalization meetings where homeowners have been able to contest or ask questions regarding their valuations. Landsberg explains.
In June 18th, we have county board. So, and there's also open book meetings that where you can appeal anytime prior to June 1st.
And the homeowners would like to appeal their valuation after June 1st. They will have to present their appeal to the Polk County Commissioners on June 18th. For those that have questions or want more information regarding their property tax statements and valuations, contact the assessor's office at 281-4186. Landsberg encourages homeowners to contact his office if there's any questions regarding property taxes or valuations, and collecting the correct data is essential to both the county and the homeowner.
What we want is to get our information as accurate as possible. You know, we don't mind if somebody comes along and says, you know, we don't have basement finish and you have us listed for basement finish, we're happy to fix the problem. So we just want to have the data right.
And all payments can be made at the Taxpayer Service Center at the Polk County Government Center from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, or you can mail in your payments. Mail-ins must be postmarked by midnight Wednesday, May 15th. Make sure to include your parcel number or tax statement stub with the payment. Stop by the Polk County Taxpayer Service Center or mail in your payments to the Polk County Taxpayer Service Center at 612 North Broadway, Suite 207, Crookston, Minnesota, 56716. Checks should be made payable to the Polk County Administrator. Again, first half of property taxes due by Wednesday, May 15th. Well, the city of Crookston will be hosting the first round of city administrator interviews next week. The first round interviews will consist of four candidates via Zoom, and all interviews will take place in the City Hall Council chambers. The interview schedule will go as follows. Wednesday, May 8th, Jeff Shoebridge from 5:45 to 6:30, followed by Carrie Kirschbaum from 6:30 to 7:15 p.m. On Thursday, May 9th, Pat Ullman from 5:30 to 6:15 p.m., followed by Mark Valsing from 6:15 to 7 p.m. The University of Minnesota Crookston will hold its 2024 commencement ceremony on Saturday, May 4th at 11 a.m. at Lee Soccer Gymnasium. A pre-event reception will be held at Sargent Student Center beginning at 9 a.m. This year's keynote speaker was supposed to be Julie Borlaug, wasn't able to make it due to illness, so Chancellor Mary Holes Claus will be the keynote speaker. The Polk County Sheriff's Office would like businesses to be aware of fake Minnesota IDs being used in and around Polk County. At first inspection in normal light, the IDs appear to be legal and contain all the security features of a legit ID card. From what the Polk County Sheriff's Office has observed, under a black light, the holograms on the front of the fake IDs glow much brighter and transmit through the reverse side of the ID card. On the illegal ID cards and holograms are not as bright and don't transmit through the back side. If anyone comes across a fake ID or an ID they believe to be fake, contact your local law enforcement. Fortunately, it won't be as easy as Superbad, where they used he picked the name McLovin. One name, that's it. That's still a hilarious show, but not as easy as that, unfortunately. The Minnesota Department of Transportation will end spring load restrictions in the North Frost Zone on Monday, May 6th at 12:01 a.m. Spring load restrictions have already ended in other zones. Truckers are advised to check with local agencies prior to increasing any weights on their routes. The sign erected on the roadway governs the load limit in effect. Seasonal load limits, zones, and restricted routes can be found on the MnDOT website and or just by going to our website, KROXAM.com, and look for the story there. The Crookston Fire Department responded to the following calls yesterday at 9:30 a.m. They responded to the 1500 block of Radisson Road for a report of a detector beeping. Upon arrival, the detector was found to be at the end of its life. There was no danger present. They replaced the detector and cleared the scene. At 11:01 p.m., they responded to the 100 block of Hurlbut Street for a report of an electrical pole on fire. Upon arrival, it was found that the pole was on fire and had snapped, being held up by electrical wires. They contacted Otter Tail Power Company, and once they had clearance to spray water on the pole, they were able to extinguish the fire. Once the fire was extinguished, they turned over control to Otter Tail Power Company and cleared the scene. We'd also like to mention that there will be an Honor Flight Pancake Breakfast on Sunday, May 5th, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Masonic Lodge at 112 West Robert Street in downtown Crookston. The menu will be pancakes, French toast, waffles, sausage, and fruit. Gluten-free will be available. It's a free will offering, and proceeds go to the Honor Flight of Grand Forks and Fargo. On the arrest report today, Alexander Espinoza Ortega, 29, of Manoman, for second-degree aggravated robbery. On the obituary desk today, Mark A. Hansen, 58, of Fertile, passed away on Monday, April 29th, at his residence in Fertile after a short illness. Mark Allen Hansen was born November 1st, 1965, to Rodney and Devon Hansen and Ada. Mark attended Fertile Beltrami High School and graduated in the class of 1984. And he moved with his family to Fertile in 1987 and was employed by Ingolstead Farms and Tilden Farms. And Mark is survived by his mother, Devon Hansen, brother Michael Hansen, sister Michelle Hansen, all of Fertile, special friend and brother Dean Johnson of Fertile, and niece Danelle Thorson, great nieces Gabrielle and Avery, and great nephew Landon. He is preceded in death by his father, Rodney Hansen, his grandparents, uncles Ronnie, Kurt, and Leroy, aunt Joyce Bestel, and several cousins. The funeral service for Mark Allen Hansen will be at 2 p.m. Monday, May 6th at Erickson Vic Ganji Funeral Home of Fertile. Visitation will be for 1 hour before the funeral at the funeral home. Interment will be at the Concordia South Cemetery in Fertile. That is a look at our local news as we now look at the weather. Right now in downtown Crookston, we have sunny skies. We have a temperature up to 54 degrees now, a southwest wind of 21, gusting up to 25, humidity's at 67%, barometric pressure at 29.82 inches and rising. We do have a wind chill of 49. 54, sunny skies, a wind chill of 49 right now in downtown Crookston. From yesterday, we had a high of 54, a low of 46. We had 45 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 7 hundredths of an inch of rain this morning, for a total of 52 hundredths. Euclid Avenue, they're reporting 5,200s. The Woods Edition, 5,500s. Samson's Edition, 4/10. And Jerome's Edition, 6/10 of an inch of rain. Taking a look at the almanac for today, the average high is 63, the average low 38, the year-ago high 79, year-ago low 34. The record high, 91, set in 1959, the record low, 6, set in 1967. The sun will rise at 6:05, the sun will set at 8:41 for 14 hours and 36 minutes of daylight. Again, we have sunny and 54 right now in downtown Crookston. As we take a look at the forecast for this afternoon, partly sunny, a high near 60. It'll be breezy, southwest winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 38, southwest winds of 5 to 15, gusting up to 20. Saturday, a 30% chance of showers, mainly afternoon, partly sunny, a high near 55, northwest winds of 5 to 10. Then Saturday night, partly cloudy, a low around 36, northwest winds of 5 to 10. Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny, a high near 67, southwest winds of 5 to 10. And then on Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low around 48, wind gusts up to 25. Monday, a 40% chance of showers after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 70, southeast winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to 35. Monday night, showers likely, low around 55, an 80% chance of rain with wind gusts up to 35 miles an hour. Tuesday, showers likely again, mostly cloudy, a high near 65, a 60% chance of precipitation with wind gusts up to 37 miles an hour. Tuesday night, a 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy, a low around 47, wind gusts up to 30. Wednesday, showers likely, partly sunny, a high near 62, a 60% chance of rain and wind gusts up to 20, a 40% chance of rain on Wednesday night with a low around 45, and Thursday, a 40% chance of showers, partly sunny, a high near 60, north winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News was brought to you in part today by Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs. Also brought to you by Hugo's Family Marketplace, Prue Refrigeration and Heating, Riverview Health, Grand Cities Monument, and American Federal Bank. Listen again on Monday for another edition of the Noontime News.
The Crookston Eagles has bingo Thursday and Friday night at 6:30 p.m. with the $500 must-go jackpot on Friday. Full tabs are also available. The kitchen will serve baskets.